Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fletcher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kittle out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Baines reaches second base with a double. Law scores. Hairston moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker is walked intentionally. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Mark Hill. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dower covering, for the out. Stegman moves to second. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart spins and fires to second, with Ripken covering, and Stegman is picked off. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing third base. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baines out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.